The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is loud. Is it loud? Okay, let me turn down your mics for 1 minute for me, right? Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. The day is Thursday, June 27th, a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for the day. As we have several guests in studio, and we're excited actually, all kind of topics we're going to be talking about today. I'm just trying to turn down their microphones, their earpiece now, because it's kind of loud, and to make sure that they're able to listen in comfortably on what we are discussing. Today, we again... The last time she was here, we was talking union talk. But today we have Miss Belinda Chipman, who is a consultant center manager attached to the Ministry of National Security. Let me see if I can get that right. Consultant center manager attached to the Ministry of National Security. And she's telling or saying, informing us about the number of things and activities they have planned to have during the summer. And there's actually one activity is happening this Sunday. But I need to know what a consultant center manager is. So let me start off with that. And then we can start talking about all the activities and the big things and the big announcements that is happening. And again, this is Miss Belinda Chipman, who is a, consultant center manager again. What's a consultant center manager?
Okay, well, welcome everyone. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Am I too loud? Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everyone. Good to be back, Aaron. Good to be back, Nuri. You know, this is my special home to be when I'm not working. And so today I am representing two entities, the Ministry of National Security as a center manager. We run the Kwaku Street Youth and Community Center. We do have three centers, the Kwaku Street Community Center, the Edmund Moxie Center on Blue Hill Road that is run by Ms. Cleo Strawn. We also have the the Fox Hill Community Center that's run by Mr. Roll and Donovan Roll. And so we're talking about Kwaku Street today and the activities as a center manager. What happens is initially this project was started with the IDB. It was a partnership with the Bahamas government, and they have many partnerships with us. And because of that, they would put whatever the entity is, they would put it under the ministry of its sort. And so because these centers were geared towards aiding and alleviating the crime, it was a national security and justice program, this fell under national security. And so at the center, we host a multi-generational scope of audience that we reach out to, but a multi-generational holistic scope of programming to heal all areas of any human life within the community. And we only can do this because we have done the studies ahead of time to understand what's happening in the community, why it's happening, and the different things. So then we move on it, which is just design programming. So a community center manager, we have to design programming. We did the studies, understanding the community, the youth and the different demographic of citizenry within the community. And now we want to know, okay, so what's happening? Why is the socioeconomic breakdown of this? Why is this happening? Why is crime? Why is that? And so after those studies, we design programming to aid all of the areas because we realize it's a human, the whole human that is having these challenges. Yes.
In Fox Hill, the community center there is managed by the police force. At various other centers are managed by the police force?
No, the Fox Hill Center is not managed by the police force. The Fox Hill Center is managed by Mr. Donovan Roll, who is also one of my colleagues. He's also a consultant with the National Security, but it has a board. And it has a board because the history of it was a donation under Mr. Minister Frederick Mitchell to the Fox Hill community. Mm-hmm. And so because we are into partnerships, we have partnered with them for the use of the center. So the center has a board, which is, you know, made up of persons from the community, church members, different persons, different people, right? And so that they govern certain things that happen at the center. But as for the programming, the holistic programming, Mr. Donovan Roll under the Ministry of National Security runs that programming. All right. So, yeah, so what, and let me explain that a little bit clearer too, because what happens is sometimes the government might not have an actual building. We're building additional centers. They might not have an actual building to host something. So they will partner with persons who have a building, who have like mine, like the building I'm in belonged to the late Bradley Roberts. Mm-hmm. And so we're able to partner with, since that's the type of work he did there. You know, he had a soup kitchen. He ran his political office out of there. He had a homework center. He had all kinds of things that are community-based, community-developing-based.
So there's already a social and a structural, an infrastructure in place in that space. People are already aware of what happens here.
Yes, the type of things. Yeah. And so you would have added to that, but before we even got to that, the government and the IDB spent lots of money to upgrade these facilities. So imagine you owning a building now and you could get your building up. I thought that was exciting, you know, for the persons who
to
own
build
it.
Community partnerships. Like, look, work with us, we can help you too.
Yes, we're big on partnership because we realize that you can't operate in silo, okay? Which brings me to what I was just telling you about. You know, when I leave here, I'm going to the Shekinah Family Word Center. That's a church on that street that since I went to Quaker Street to do our thing, I partnered with them. And since then, we've been having partnerships. So today they're hosting, I'm attending because they're and trying to help in any way I can because they're hosting their feeding program. They're actually feeding the elderly of the community today, mm-hmm. you know, and so they do a lot of projects like that. The police station, the Quaker Street Youth and Police, the Quaker Street Police Station. I partner with them too, who is under the governance of Monroe, Chief Monroe, Antonio Monroe. And so he does feeding, I do feeding. And so we partner. You are doing yours, I help you with yours. And because we realize that's the only way we're going to get things really done by partnerships.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us some examples of programs that the community centers around New Providence have done in the immediate past?
Okay, so I will speak. One of the things I want to clear up before I move forward, these are not urban renewal centers, all right? So the National Security Community Centers, which came out originally under the Citizen Security and Justice Program with the IDB, mm-hmm. These centers, the mandate of our centers is geared to aiding a multi-generational audience of citizenry, with holistic programming, because we discovered in our research that everything is connected. Everyone is connected. And what do I mean by that? Mama plays her role because she's a matriarch of the community. The church plays its role. The police play their role. The school plays its role. And the community center. So we've tied it all together with the different elements of a human life, the holistic elements, which you need health and wellness. So our community center is geared toward doing health and wellness projects. Our community center is geared towards doing, so I'm partnering with Ministry of Health or and National Security, National Insurance, or National NHI, or doctor's offices to provide services there for them. We want to embellish our culture. Of course, you know that I'm from a culture background. So we want to embellish our culture. So we have things that relate to culture. And anyone who's in that type of business, we partner with them to do things there like that. We have summer camps that are coming up that has a craft element. We have the minister for that constituency, because it falls in the Centerville constituency, Minister Jomo Campbell, he partners with us. And so every year, I sometimes do four summer camps because he wants to do one. I'm not turning him away because all of it is aiding the youth, mm-hmm. aiding the families. And so you have things for every generation, every, what would you call it? Every generation, was one, every...
sort of age group.
Yeah, every age group in a generation is what I'm trying to say, yes. And so we want to do things like gardening with mama. We want to have social and recreational things because your body and your life and your whole human self needs that. We have spiritual things, so we partner with the churches. We want to have, this was something that I added during the pandemic. We have a welfare section where I partnered with the Red Cross.
Okay.
And so we had a feeding thing going on, right? Mm-hmm. And then we have academics, right? Where we have homework.
Tutoring.
Things like that, tutoring. in all areas of her life. So Mr. Donovan Roll from the Fox Hill, he's a big gym trainer person.
Physical activity, exercise.
Physical activities, all of that thing. So we embellish that type of stuff because your body needs that too.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll do karate. We'll do different disciplines like that. And so whatever the scope is to develop an entire human and obviously character training for the youth to keep them positively gained.
Now, did I hear the words summer camp?
Yes.
I mean, you know, it's been like 35 years since I've been to summer camp.
Mm-hmm. I remember you
should be a youth trainer. I excited.
You come in? I need your help.
Okay, I come in. I thought I was coming for snacks, but if I have to come to help, I can see if I could come.
Yeah, I can see if I could come. Because, you know, that's what we encourage. We want citizens, we have retired teachers, persons from that same church, Bishop Arthur Evans and his wife, Pastor Samantha Evans. And there's, I will never leave this young lady out because she helps me with doing cartooning and graphics. And she's also she teaches the children to read, some who can't read. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Charmaine Colebrook, she goes to the church, but she assisted.
Morning, Charmaine.
Yes. So
yeah, man, I could come and teach. I do a little workshop on how to garden on a budget. Right, how to garden when you don't have a backyard.
Mm-hmm.
You could garden in a bag, garden in a bottle, garden in a pot.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, caller. You still there, caller? I'm sorry we lost you, caller. Okay.
So let's talk about the summer program for this week or next week. What was happening?
Okay, so this year, I have 4 summer camps and they're back-to-back. So when I get more, because I don't like to turn people away, you know, because the more they engage is the better it is holistically for the community.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the minister's summer camp, which is the first one, would be the first week. And so that is our minister, because we are under national security. So obviously I'd put that summer camp first. And so that is Monroe's Camp Monroe. And that one will be more geared towards discipline and, you know, because we're national security. Obviously, if you discipline the children and teach them things that manners, conflict resolution, we have persons from the defense force and the police force who get involved to assist with that so that they understand how to operate and how to engage positively and keep away from the things that are negative in the community, because everything stems from the community. Mama's house, what goes on there. And we know some of the homes, you know, things are going on there because they're not able to. Children are growing up having no food or you know, people messing with them, you know,
exposed to adult content and situations
and stuff like that. And so you want to ensure that you cover all of the things to counteract that, which is difficult.
Right, and give them tools to navigate it safely.
Yes, ma'am. And so this is what this first camp would be about, right? And that is Monday the 1st to Tuesday the 9th, and 9 to 2:30. And not because we're in Centerville. We have children coming to us annually from as far as Kemp Road. We have persons coming from Carmichael Road, and we're not turning you away.
Mm-hmm.
All right? There are some major repairs. This government is doing some major repairs to all of them, and I'm glad I'm getting mine, you know, and upgrade and purchasing equipment to enhance the programming. And so that may happen. So if that, you know, the budget just got read, so we're waiting. And once that is unleashed, listen to me, we're going to fix that. And once that is fixed, then we'll probably push the summer camp up if we have to, but it's going to happen.
It's wonderful that you let kids from other constituencies or districts participate.
No child gets turned away.
Imagine, I got to go to work. I could bring Shorty with me, drop him off at the camp, go to work, and Shorty know he could walk by his cousin's house and wait there for me on the porch until I finish work. And then we back home. Wonderful logistics.
So that's the first camp. That's July 1st through 9th. What's the second camp?
Camp 2 is Camp on Kwaku. And so that's the Kwaku Street Youth and Community Center's camp. And that is from the Thursday, the 5th, the 15th. No, this is the 18th. I can't even see my own writing. To Wednesday, the 24th. And that is 9, obviously the same time, 9 to 2:30. Obviously, listen, you can't bring the people, children, to the camp and don't feed them. I am big on that. I never have something, you know, without having treats and food and stuff for them. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the camp, we do all of the camps. We do a culmination of all that was learned, whether it's craft, dance, art. And we do like a big shindig where we invite the minister to see his handiwork, because he really is passionate about pushing developing the youth's minds in a positive way to keep them actively engaged in positive content so that they will stay away from a life of crime, because we are national security. So we always, you know, try to...
Absolutely.
Yes.
So both of these camps will have free food, or the kids will be...
Free food. Okay, and nice. You know what? Don't call me a trickster, right? And I'm not going to bamboozle you, but I'm going to invite you to the camp. Now, you might think you're coming and you're coming to go do the dance and eat the food and stuff. But once you step through that door, anybody who tell you, boy, they say, boy, when you come through there, Chippy, going to work you. Because once you have a skill as a citizen and you want to positively help, and I can vet you and know that you are, because I also have to make sure to know who is going to be around these children, mm-hmm. right? Then we put you to work. So let's just say you are an ex-teacher. We want to use you. We, you know, persons who are going to help us positively with the children. Mm-hmm. So we do take volunteers.
He bring in our lunch.
Yes. I love it. No, I really, I want lunch.
If the minister preparing free food, I take advantage of free food.
I need lunch.
Yeah, lunch.
You could bring me lunch. Okay. I want lobster.
No, I understand. Thanks. So that's two camps so far.
Hold on. When lobster season open, August, right? August camp, we come in.
Okay, August camp.
You're coming for that, because we want lobster.
Because he can bring the lobster.
And I'll take that curry, thanks, with lots of onions and sweet peppers.
I can bring curry.
And all of these things.
I can bring curry.
All right? So camp number three is... the women's branch of the Progressive Liberal Party under the governance of Miss Lady Patricia Ann Clare. Uh-huh. She is the president, the chairman. Mm-hmm. Chairwoman, and she has since of the last couple months, she brought her team there. Of course, I got Ting, so you know I like Ting. So we got donations.
Everybody liked
Ting. They had some professionals come that are on their women's branch who spoke to the children and, you know, are helping us. And so now she said to me, listen, declare that she's adopting our center. You know, I was excited, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because you could adopt me any day. I'm the puppy, the stray puppy, the pot cake that looking to be adopted. So I'm grateful for this, and they have really been instrumental in helping. I have a blind gentleman next door and people who have needs, and so they'll give you, you know, food vouchers. You could get them groceries. We go deep, because every need of an individual, holistic needs, it's your welfare, food, clothing. We do that. Every quarter we do a giveaway. You need academics and education. So we have workshops.
Tutoring programs.
Where we bring not just tutoring programs, but we also bring, I know a lot of people. God, thank God for that. And I'll call you. My friend, she came to see me, just to visit me. I hadn't seen me in years. And she was the big thing in a big place. And I put her around my desk. And afterwards, I was having people come to give their resume. And she got about four people hired. So you're always helping them in every way. We have doctors who come and sit in to help them with things for free. So we beg services and we give it to the community for free. We write resumes. We help persons to do things like that. They come, you know, because people are sometimes, the things that are happening with them personally won't allow them to get past a certain point. And so you have to push them to say, come on, man, you could do this. You know, okay, what you don't have? You don't have a passport. I'm a JP as well. And so as we segment to the JP, I'll get to that in a little bit.
Yes. So which day is this camp?
So this camp is from the... Wednesday, I'd said the 18th day. Oh, no, you know what? The second one was the Tuesday, the 11th to Wednesday, the 17th. So the third one is actually this Kwaku Street one, which is now the Thursday, the 18th to the Wednesday, the 24th. So the camp that I gave you that date for earlier was number two, was actually Jomo Campbell's camp. And that's Camp Campbell, because every year he wants to get involved.
So far, there's a Camp Monroe, Campbell.
Yes.
And then there's the PLP Women's Branch.
Yes. If you come to me and say to me this year, if you come to me and say to me you want to help and you want to do something, I'm open. And so
kids could have the whole month to different camps. Just go one after the next.
And we're not restricting children to come to these camps, because every camp offers a different discipline, right? And so the last one, that one was the last one, the women's branch one.
So there's three camps.
Four. You have Camp Monroe, Camp Campbell, and Camp on Kwaku, and you have the women's branch camp. All right?
Contact information.
And these camps have a name. Each of these camps have a name. We have Juniors and Juvenile. That's the one that the ones that, we have the junior and juveniles with the Elks as well. They come in, but they come on the weekends.
Okay.
Right? And we also have the
Butterfly Club. Weekend programming as well, yes, which is important.
Yes, on Saturdays, every other Saturday, we have the Butterfly Club. And they are a girls mentoring group under Miss Patricia Paul.
Do you have a Facebook page that can go and look at all the different camps that you were affording this year?
So we have a new communications person and she has been collecting content. I know you might have seen we had something recently on air and I think she's restructuring that. Like I said to you, we're restructuring. We have just putting a bunch of money into these centers as well as they're building other ones. And so all of this is going to be restructured now.
So contact information and just roughly, quickly.
Including the site, sorry.
How much money you need to run a camp? Like I come into you, I say, listen, you got 1 week left. I need
to, you know what? I like you, Erin.
$5,000, $10,000.
It really depends on the amount of children that we're hosting. Because if you have 100 and something, you know, it might go to, it can go to 10,000. It can go to 6,000. It depends because, you know, of what we're offering on that particular camp. So it's best to meet in person and talk about all it right. and see what
Number to call?
The number to call is 810-3252. 810-3252. Really have to talk about this other
thing just, now. Let's
going to
that.
Dive into that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So very importantly, National Association of Justices of the Peace, who I'm the vice president of. Our president is Mr. Devon Roll. And we are hosting Founders Awards. We're honoring the founders of the association. And so we're having the service on Sunday, Founders Awards service, under the theme Leadership Through Service. And it's also under the auspices of a longtime veteran, JP, and a longtime veteran, Mr. Fernley Palmer. You have heard about him, right?
Yes, 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 yes.
So Mr. Fernley Palmer is definitely going to be out. It's under his auspices, but of course we have where we're honoring six persons. And then also one surprise person.
Is there a fee to come?
Is no fee. Mm-hmm. All justices of the peace. Bahamas wide, you're invited to show. We're having a little light reception after. If you're not a member of the association, you'll also be able to get forms to join. But this is to honor the following persons. We're honoring these persons who are founders, four of them, and two of them are persons who help the founders to bring the association forward so that we might have an opportunity now to even be a part of this.
What's your phone number for that?
And so the phone number for this is 436-6048. 436-6048. The booklet closes off today. We're having a booklet and we had ads, so it might be a little bit late for that, but you can come out. And we're honoring Mr. Romeo Farrington, longtime gentleman in tourism and transportation, obviously an icon in that area. We also are honoring Miss Tanya Sawyer. She is the lady that has the visa place, if you heard about that, where you could downtown. And also we are honoring Miss Pastor Laura Johnson Taylor. We're also honoring, I am one of your colleagues, Mr. Sydney Thompson. Mm-hmm. He's in radio, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We want to say condolences to his brother who died right after I gave him the announcement that he's being honored, Mr. Sydney Thompson. And then we also are honoring Mr. Hilton McIntosh, the brainchild behind the National Security of Justices of the Peace, as well as Mr. Philip Archer. He was the president and one of the founding president. And so this team took over from him.
Great. And this happening this Sunday?
This Sunday at the International Center in Palmdale on the Honda Plaza. All right? This is going to be at 4 o'clock. So come on out, join us. And like I said, all JPs, but even if you're not a JP and you know any one of those persons, you want to come out to support them, we invite you to show, we invite you to share with us and be a part of all of that.
Great. That's Miss Belinda Chipman, who is a Where are you at again? I forget.
I'm at the Ministry of National Security, but I also am representing the National Association of Justices of the Peace as the Vice President. Yes.
This has been Guided Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We'll be right back. We'll be in the audience today so we can get some poetry. We'll be right back.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The best athletes in the Bahamas will be on display at the B3A's Kids Athletics Invitational Junior and Senior National Championships, June 26 to 28 at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium. Stephen Gardner, Devin Charlton, Shawnee Miller-Weibo, and so many more. The juniors are vying for the opportunity to represent the Bahamas at the World Under-20 Championships, and the seniors are gunning to qualify for the Paris Olympic Games, which are fast approaching, and our athletes are looking to get on the road to Paris. The meet gets underway at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, June 26th, and Thursday, June 27th, and at 5 p.m. on Friday, June 28th. Gates open at 3 p.m. daily, and tickets can be purchased for as low as $20 at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium. The B3A's Kids Athletics Invitational Junior and Senior National Championships, June 26th to 28th at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. You don't want to miss this one.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
A mess. Oh. Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, we have Ty in the house. Ty is like a usual here. He's a port, right? And he's having a big show coming up. Where's your show, Ty?
My show is on Saturday.
This Saturday coming up?
This Saturday coming up.
Oh, and promote the show, Ty.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Good afternoon or good morning, Bahamas. My name is Ty B. I'm a poet, and I am releasing a poetry book in December. And I'm having a production showcase at the Fiona Theater at the National Art Gallery on Saturday, June 29th at 6:30, and show starts at 7:30. I'll be bringing my book to life. Tickets are $25, and it comes with your choice of a drink and a treat bag. And a treat bag is something that I'm very excited about, actually.
What does the ticket cost again?
The tickets are $25.
$25. The last time you were here, you didn't have a book yet, so now you have a book.
Yes, the last time I was here was May of last year, and I was promoting my first ever show, and ever since then, I've had shows.
You're big time now. You're a kind of celebrity. People know who you are. Just call you Ty the poet.
It makes me nervous, but I am loving the you type now.
You putting this poetry book in my goodie bag, or will I get, like how we do prints of paintings, will I get like an excerpt, a poem on a beautiful card?
You're going to get an excerpt, a little pamphlet almost of some of the poetry pieces I'm reading that night. So you're going to have a taste of what the book actually is. And then in December, I'll hand deliver a book to you back.
Any featured poet with you this time?
I'll also be there with Dakara. She's a special guest, and she's also being introduced into the world of poetry. So I'm sharing my platform and my stage with her.
Last time you had food. Any food could be there this time?
Food and drinks will be on sale outside of that. And also some merch and some exciting stuff. Music and everything. So come on out, enjoy. You could contact me at 803-6284 for ticket purchases. I'm delivering tickets, and tickets could also be picked up at National Art Gallery of the Bahamas.
So the event is going to be at the National Art Gallery?
Yes, in the Fiona Theater. So it's going to be outside, so the vibe is going to be different. Come on out and just enjoy.
Give me the time again.
6:30 is when doors open. 7:30 is when the show starts.
So 7:30 this Saturday?
This Saturday, June 29th at the Fiona Theater at the National Art Gallery.
Tickets are $25, you said?
$25. And you're getting a drink choice. A drink of your choice and a goodie bag. So you're getting a money's worth.
A goodie bag too?
You're getting your money's worth.
Okay.
Yes.
That sounds good. $25, you get a goodie bag, you get a drink.
And a free drink,
you'll be selling any of your books when there or no?
I won't. But you, like I told Aaron, you'll be getting an excerpt of some of the poetry pieces pieces I'm reading. So you're going to get a taste of the poetry that I'm reading that night and a taste of my book that's coming out in December.
Did you bring any flyer with you? No flyer? No, what about on social media? You have any flyer?
Yes, the flyer is posted on my social media at What Is Ty B Doing, and also on the While You Are Out page on Instagram, whileyouareout.bahamas.
Okay, give me your phone number so people can call you again.
You can contact me at 803-6284. Again, 803-6284 for ticket purchases. They can be delivered or picked up at the Nasher Art Gallery.
I like that free delivery, but everyone knows who Ty is. He's a big thing on the poetry scene in the Bahamas. I appreciate it because you're big around now. You're not a novice poet anymore. You people know Ty the poet, you know?
Yeah.
So I expect this, and you do a production. It's not just a poetry reading, it's a whole production.
It's a whole production. So it's providing something new for those who have experienced poetry before, but more so not me just standing up and reading, more so just visualizing the words that I'm saying in the book.
Okay.
So it's more so like a production. If you go to the Dundas and attend a show, it's almost going to be the same vibe.
Side note, I could get a free book.
Yes.
Okay, see? He committed. You can promise me something.
I can't promise something for Aaron.
That's okay. Don't worry, Aaron. He's the poet. I'm the poet.
He's a real poet.
And I collect poetry books.
I only have one poem titled, Why Do Men Sit on the Radio Lotioning Each Other When They Know Disadvantaged Women Is Sell Avon to Support Their Kids?
That's okay. Once I get the poetry book. But thank you very much, Ty. You say that again, that's Saturday.
Saturday, June 29th. Doors open at 6:30 and show starts at 7:30.
Location?
Fiona Tierra at the Nasher Art Gallery. Tickets are $25 with a free goodie bag and a drink of your choice.
Good. We have another guest in-house. We're going to go straight to that. We're going to take a quick commercial break as Ty slips out, and we have something about mental health. Men, mental health? Men's have issues? Yes. Mike's a strong man. Big man, don't cry. I'm not sure what this is going to be about, but I'm going to be excited to have them explain exactly how we can help men who are having emotional issues and support regarding that. But we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back.
How I could get to Miami. Miami seems pretty far. Don't got no plane, no train, no car. Slim to you, I think that's the only way. And if I don't, I'll drown by the bar. Nobody told you live so far. I wish you was right here on East Bay. Delilah, I can't come to you. And I'd be a conk to promise you Bahamas say I'm gonna make it down this way. Not today.
I'd go Delilah, you in school to be a nurse on PMH, gonna need you badly, but I think I hurt and I gonna need you more. I never hurt like this before. Miami fire on the floor. I'd go Delilah, you know slow, you know slow. I might borrow jet ski too. Oh, I might swim to you. I lie that I'm the do. I lie that I'm the do. I swim in you. Would you take me for who knows?
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri. Aaron is still here with me, by the way. But we have a special guest. We have a special guest from abroad who is having a program here into the Bahamas. I'm actually excited about that. But you know, I give Aaron all my notes. So when I give Aaron all my notes, I let her speak, right? Aaron, we speak about mental health. But what did my notes say, Aaron?
All right, I tell you what your notes said. A black male mental health tour. Theme, just heal, bro. Taking place, this tour stop in the Bahamas, mm-hmm. Friday, that's tomorrow, 28th, 7 p.m., University of the Bahamas.
So this is a big thing, especially if it has being hosted at a University of the Bahamas. Mm. That means these guests are prestigious. So I can have somebody next to me introduce all of the team. And why are you here inside the Bahamas? So we could do that. Mm-hmm. And again, this is going to be Thursday, you said, Aaron?
No, Friday the 28th, 7 p.m.
Okay, so let you start and go ahead.
You start.
Most definitely. Good morning, Bahamas. This is Lawrence Aja. I am a member of this beautiful tour that's been going on for 3 years, and this is the 31st City First International Stop. The host, as well as a panelist, alongside my brother, who's here with me, Dr. Joel Tudman, who is a pastor. He's a speaker, teacher, educator, and amazing brother. We're also joined by Dr. Jay Barnett, part of the genesis of this amazing tour, former NFL player, two-time suicide survivor, but author of Just Heal Bro, The Journal, which partnered with Hope Allen, Living Hope Productions, to bring this forth. We're also partnered with actor Lamon Rucker. You've known him from a number of great films, but he is an author, he's an activist, an educator. And then we're also joined by our brother, Dr. Oshan Gatson. He is the chair of psychology at the University of Hampton, but also an author that focuses on issues of men and their mental health.
This is a big team. I told us like only three or four of you. I mean, you brought a team down.
Brother, we're going to Bahamas. Nothing less.
Yes.
Nothing less.
You say you're going to Bahamas and everybody's had one go.
Exactly. But I think the headline is, I think this is a unique opportunity. If you look at The Guardian, even the newspaper, it talks about a number of things happening. Unemployment is up. There's a lot of issues that are happening across the globe, but I think in particular, black men are not necessarily always doing well. And I think this is an opportunity, particularly for brothers who are now starting to get language around mental health and well-being. You see it in the arts, you see it in your poetry, but you're also seeing it in the public square where brothers are now recognizing, you know, how I've approached this is not going too well for me. And I think there's a better opportunity for us to approach this in a practical, but also more helpful way.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm excited about it. I imagine it's going to be a man-centered space. But I'm even excited like about that. I don't mind that I'm not in the center of it. I'm interested in the opportunities for sort of learning and expansion of discourse where our African-American brothers come down to the Bahamas. So we come from this sort of non-majority space to a majority space, but still see the men in a majority space are having not just similar but almost identical experiences as our brothers in the U.S. and how, you know, exploring cultural imperialism and how that impacts both the black man in the Bahamas and the black man in the U.S.
We share the same pressures, you know, black men in general. We're at the bottom of the totem pole, but yet we're the provider, we're the protector. There's so much expected of us, and yet we don't have a space to actually express the weakness, because weakness, we're not supposed to express it. You said it earlier when you were talking. We're not supposed to cry. You're too big to cry. We were raised that way. Our fathers raised us that way. So we're coming around the mountain of 3 years of this trying to correct that, that it is actually okay to cry, and it doesn't mean you're weak. And it's okay to not be okay. And sometimes it's hard. And it's okay to start with a small group until that group implodes and then explodes to where it becomes cultural to actually have someone that you can share with. Myself, absentee father. So anger was my way of expressing everything. It's a low-hanging fruit. But it wasn't until I got around other brothers that were angry that managed to come out of that and not end up in prison and their attitude send them down the drain somewhere. Well, I did all of those things and made a turnaround. And so for me, it's going to be important to share those stories, to show other men that you don't have to go that way. And if this is the way you've been going and it hasn't been working out for you, there is another route. There is another way. And you're looking at men in front of you, whether we're from America, Africa, it doesn't matter. We share the same thing. Don't cry.
So let me ask a question point blank. Who should attend this event?
Every man. Every man. Whether you're 13, 19, what's the age limit? Is it 13 and up?
Yeah.
You know, we've seen it across the country. 13 to highest was like, what, 80-something year old man?
We saw 8 to 89.
Yeah, 89 years old.
Absolutely. Room. Absolutely. I mean, I got a ton of questions, Mr. Nuri.
Yeah.
What are some of the themes? Because I'm thinking for me, in the work that I do, gender work, I'm seeing that I think that men are having difficulties navigating the world, intimate personal relationships, many times because of unprocessed trauma with their mothers. So, what type of conversations are you having? And when you're talking about us women and our impact on your lives, what are some of the spaces that you're exploring?
Yeah, I mean, I think the headline, we love to touch on, number one, identity. I mean, who am I? You know, I think for many brothers, how they answer that question is vast, but usually I think we could all align on that. I am either provider, I am father, I am this. Relationships, and we talk about your love, romantic relationships, mm-hmm. your relationship with your children, your relationship with your father, or lack thereof, your mm-hmm. relationship with your mother, or lack thereof. And so we touch on relationships. And then we also touch on just, quite frankly, just your relationship to work. Achievement. I think that's part of me, my story. You know, mm-hmm. I think there's a number of men who were socialized to say, you know, your job is to achieve. Your job is to perform. Mm-hmm. You are worth nothing outside of what you could provide. Yeah. And I've done that educationally, professionally, and you could do that and still lack peace. Mm-hmm. You could do that and still lack issues.
Because of our proximity to the U.S. and this thing called cultural imperialism, mm-hmm. where the dominant culture consumes the smaller culture, a lot of young men, in particular focus on young men, are struggling or may be experiencing depression mm-hmm. because what they're facing are unattainable goals, right? Everything they see are standards that are American, things that American young black men can achieve within that construct, within that environment, within that economic and legal system. And so a lot of young men may take on sort of a depression because they can't figure out how to attain those things that they're being told are their markers for maturity, their markers for success, their markers for manhood. Mm-hmm. And some of the conversations maybe y'all have, older men with younger men rationalizing Absolutely. What's real and what's not real, what's important and what's valid and what's not valid.
And believe it or not, we have the same situations in America, mm-hmm. Trying to figure out who am I again? Mm-hmm. Where should I be by 25? Where should I be by 35? Mm-hmm. What is actually success? Mm-hmm. And when we get in this room, we talk about that. We discuss that success is not success for you. It's not the same for me. You know, what does that look like? We were talking about six figures was success at one time. Seven figures is success at one time. But then there's people that are making seven figures, but they're not successful fathers. They're not successful sons. They're not successful husbands. So success, there's a myriad of ways to accomplish that. And we try to have the conversation to blow that out, to open up and see that we're all trying to accomplish this thing called success, and there are ways to do that, but we do have to rationalize it. And we put brothers in cohorts to try to keep them, you know, in a place where you can actually grasp it and understand it and create the language for
it. I like the idea of cohorts, and I'll ask some more questions about that. But I see your group is targeting, centering around men, in yes. particular black men, but you have a woman in the group. How does she fit in? I mean, I'm going to slide the mic to her. Give her a chance, an opportunity to explain how she's partnering with these men. Is there a need to have a woman amongst these men to bolster us up?
Well, I appreciate that. My name is Hope Allen. I'm the executive producer of the tour. And men have always been a personal burden of mine. But what I believe is that when our men are healed, there goes our family and our society. And so why not invest our resources as a production company to back this initiative and to amplify voices that are going to help, one, compel men to this idea of healing and brotherhood. They need a safe space. Women have a lot of resources. We are very vocal. We're communicative. But men don't always have that. And so if we can create this space and respect the boundary of that space to allow them to get the healing that they need so that they can stand in their identity well. And I won't even say to serve us. I'll just say just to be who they were called to be. Mm-hmm. You know, that alone is enough. Mm-hmm. And I applaud these gentlemen who have been very disciplined across the world now, pouring out, but also evolving as they go, saying that we're perfectly imperfect. But as we grow, we're going to grow together. And we're all better because of it.
This is the first international tour, I think you said.
First stop.
Why have this tour go global? Why not concentrate and exist in the United States?
Oh, man, I think it'd be short-sighted if it was just in the United States. I think, one, because you see a confluence of issues. You know, you recognize that right now, we looked at the paper, unemployment. When you have unemployment, when you have family structures that are not ideal, when you have all those, and those expectations across cultures are similar, we've seen what's happening in the United States. We already are seeing the fruit of that. And so why not take the burden and why not take the learnings of what we've seen in the United States and get ahead of it? And I think that's partly what's important. I think that's why it's important to kind of jump ahead of this issue. And number two, if you talk to men, I think one of the things that we talked about now, and that's why it's important to have men in this room, is that I'm from Nigeria. Mm-hmm. Brothers across the board often feel like empathy, they come last, no matter what culture. Nobody cares about how we feel.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so I think, again, if we've already seen this happen in the United States, where there's a dynamic where you have this, and you see brothers here in the United States have our suicide rates tripled over the year, mm-hmm. over this pandemic, why wait until we lose even one brother here, right, to just at least get ahead of the conversation? And I think, quite frankly, the beauty of this versus other even locations, we came from Pittsburgh, we partnered with the mayor there, is that the Bahamian government has welcomed us here. Right. And I think there's something to say that at the highest levels, they're recognizing this is a issue and we don't want this to get worse than what it really is. And mm-hmm. I think that's why it's important to get ahead of it. And I think also it could be a marker for the Caribbean. Yeah. Right. If we do things well here.
And it's a testament to the authenticity of the gender platform, which is that gender is not just about women. It's about it's not just about men. It's also about men and women being able to relate to each other. So there's another question. It's a global tour. And I appreciate that because the content that's informing young people and young men's lives, it goes global. It's viral. So the young men of color in the Philippines, in Papua New Guinea, right? In Nigeria, in Tongo, in the Bahamas, in Cat Island, in Curacao, could all be tuning into the same content. So I want to throw these four words out, or phrases out. Toxic femininity, toxic masculinity, toxic monogamy, and Andrew Tate.
Yeah. Wow.
So
end that story with Andrew Tate.
I just say, at this conference, is there a space interrogating culture, media, and how... Because I want to keep it loose. I don't want to say all media is bad and it's destroying men, but culture, content, media content, and how to navigate these spaces and identify those things that are positive and to let go of those things that are negative.
We do have those conversations. I think Lawrence really leads the social media aspect of that. But then one of our therapists, he opens our sessions talking about our view of masculinity and how it's been working for us to really research it and look back, because we've been raised socially. Our view of masculinity has been raised. We've been raised in it. You know, mm-hmm. your uncles, your fathers, your brothers, your neighborhood. That's your view. And a lot of that has been toxic. And so when we begin to converse about toxic masculinity, I'm one of the first to raise my hand mm-hmm. to say that my view has been toxic for at least half of the years that I've been alive mm-hmm. until I got around other males, that their masculinity has expanded beyond that toxicity mm-hmm. and allowed me to actually say, yo, you're not healthy the way you think. Mm-hmm. And so our conversations tomorrow night will allow people to see us. We'll throw ourselves out there and sacrifice our views so people will see you're not the only one that thinks like that and you don't have to hold back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we'll come with piece-by-piece instructions to try to help aid in how to see it.
Before we get into the details, Nuri, you saw the post just like last week when the guy was talking to his male friend. He said, King, she's only check you in mango season. She ain't really into you. She's only check you once a year. It's toxic femininity. That's what that is.
So this is going to be happening on Friday.
Tomorrow Friday,
June 28th at 7 p.m. at UB.
UB. Yes,
right? Is there a fee, any cost with this?
Free.
What you mean free?
Just free. $3.99.
Just show up.
Free.
Just show up.
And so men's group, youth should be in attendance.
Yes. Even if you don't go to church.
Churchmen need to be in the
church. Just come.
Everybody.
Can I bring my wife, or she can't come?
No, she can't come.
Okay, just make sure.
She can drive you there, sit in the car.
She can wait outside for you.
I have that type of woman who wait on the car for me. Hey, is my husband still out there? I need conversations. See, this is why I need it. I need some conversations. Yeah.
I think it's very, we need to say this. This is not brothers from the U.S. trying to save brothers from the Bahamas. That's not what this is about.
Let's be clear.
This is about us coming together and trying to discover the healing journey together and trying to help aid in whatever problems you got, because we've got the same problems. We're hurting too.
Remind us of who are some of the panelists who is on in the program.
Lamon Rucker is going to be here tonight. Dr. O'Shawn Gatson is going to be here tonight. Dr. Jay Barnett is going to be here tonight. Myself, Dr. Joel Tubman, and Lawrence Ajayi. We're going to have an amazing conversation tomorrow night.
And mental health, our government, and even the Bahamas in general, as a social thing, we have taken mental health a serious thing. Just, when is Mental Health Month?
May was mental health.
Yes. Yeah. And we know we have been conducting a number of series, and they've been inviting themselves on the program to speak about mental health, mm-hmm. especially about men and mental health. Just saw a program yesterday, in fact, right? Mm-hmm. So the timing is good, and I appreciate that, right? And I appreciate that you have decided to reach out and expand to the Caribbean, expand to the Bahamas first, mm-hmm. to include us in terms of conversations on bolstering up men. It's particularly black men. We have a white population here in the Bahamas. Maybe they may be small. Can they come too?
They're welcome as well. Again, and this month actually is Men's Mental Health Month, right? And I do believe, like Hope said something, and I don't think it should be controversial to say. I think as the men go, so the community goes.
Yes.
As the men go, so the family goes.
Yes.
And I think we're looking at the fruit of that. And so I believe that all men are welcome, but I think we have unique experiences that are transferable for all brothers. And I think the great thing about what we do is that this is not motivational speaking. We give people some place where they can self-identify. We give them some inspiration. We give them practical information. Brothers don't want to be talked over practically how you can help deal with your physical health, your mental health. And then to Joel's point, Dr. Tubman's point, we put them in cohorts. I've not seen many places where when you leave, we partner you and we give you a 3-month charge where you actually are put in relationships and you make commitments to say, we're going to look out for each other and help each other on this journey. And I think that's, been one of the most transformational things, hearing back from people 2 months on Instagram, sending a note and say, mm-hmm. wow, that group, we still meet. And this has been helpful.
If you, I do a lot of research. People call it just dead scrolling, but do a lot of research in watching young Americans, young urban Americans, and this sort of intimate partner engagement, the loyalty test, the 20v1, you know, the ways that they're engaging. I think just having a space to be able to expand language, mm-hmm. right? Because you're going to get the language from what you're listening to yes. the most. Just one meeting, just 7 words could change a young person's entire mm-hmm. perspective mm-hmm. because now they have language that accurately encapsulates what it is they're seeing, what it is they're feeling, or what it is they're concerned about, right? And that really builds self-confidence and helps with identity formation.
Yeah.
And even for the older gentlemen, and when I say older, I mean, let's just go 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 guys that are not in their 20s. One of the things about us when it comes to mental health, our emotive language is almost non-existent. All we know is anger. That's it, mm-hmm. you know? Or we shrink down and fall into depression. So I'm so excited because of the two therapists that are with us. They're going to help you find language. They're going to help equip you with how to say what's going on with you so that you can actually healthily express it. Mm-hmm. So you need to come, brothers. I think this is a clarion call to you that are listening to us right now. We want you to come out. This is not about I have to be a graduate of a university, or I got to be a pastor, or I got to be a doctor. This is whatever kind of man you are, mm-hmm. construction worker. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you're a janitor, if you're a principal, preacher. We want men. We're not asking for your title. We're asking for you. We want to heal together.
You mentioned cohorts. Will this program be participatory where I can come and say, let me express myself? This
yes.
is what I go into.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. And I think this is like there's a the description that says it's like I'm like a wineskin ready to burst. I think there are men around this nation, around the world, where there are very few. This is the first time often they're in a room with just men and they can speak freely without mediating it around here. And so one of the things we do is that we have a microphone right in the middle. And we invite them as things come up for them, as we are speaking, as we're navigating, to come up and speak. And again, we're not speaking at them. It's interactive from the moment we start.
Right.
And so you can't just sit here passively. We make sure and we make it clear where, oh, wow, I could actually bring something to this conversation.
So all the church groups need to come out here.
Yes. Oh, yes.
In fact, I was going to say.
All the lodges.
For people who are sort of religious and hesitant to sort of go to a therapist or talk to other people, just having new language when you're praying. Yeah. Just having new language when you're in that space is
yes.
Yeah.
So self-expanding.
This is isn't it, even when you brought up the point before, humbly it's an indictment. A lot of brothers, young men, boys are looking just for some direction mm-hmm. on what it means to be a healthy man. And to some degree, the fact that they are going to these extremes of the internet is because they're not finding clear answers where they are. And so I think this is helpful for particularly the church, especially for men, some churches where all they knew is just pray. But I don't know practically I need to see a therapist. Or it seems like in the church we don't be real. We're speaking and we're performing our faith, but we're not actually being honest about what we're going through. I think this is, especially for someone of faith and not of faith, they're going to see that they're going to actually be speaking the same language in this room.
Mm-hmm. Will this, your tour, your program, identify this point when it's time to seek a therapist? You know, when you said, man, I'm okay. I don't think I'm, I know I have some issues, right? I can pray this off, but at this point, I think it's time.
Yeah, I think just even for just ethics reasons, obviously we can't make it a therapy session. But what we do is we'll give general principles about, you know, I'll tee up even Dr. Osan or Dr. Barnett, and I say, you know, what is some indicators to let someone know that they may be on the extreme or they're in an unhealthy place? And we give everyone frameworks. I think for anyone, you need to come there with writing or your notes app out to prepare to take a lot of notes.
So, gentlemen, we are, and lady, we are all out of time. Reminding everyone, Black Male Mental Health Tour, Just Heal Bro, a Living Hope production, the Bahamas, Friday, June 28th. That's tomorrow, 7 p.m., University of the Bahamas Performing Arts Center. Men, join them for an interactive time of healing and building in brotherhood.
That's been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you, lady and gentlemen. And we'll see you on Friday.
Absolutely.
Friday night.
I can drop him off. I can make sure he's
here. Please do.
Wait for him.
Wait for him.
This is my cousin.
Have a nice day.